This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
A clip from Bill Maher's Real Time is going mega viral as he is calling out the sexualization of children within Hollywood and school and calling for their protection. Now, I haven't seen this clip, so today we're going to blind react. Let's watch. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better. Guys, before we get into today's video, please like and subscribe. I have a feeling we're going to be talking about a very important subject matter. So let's get straight into the video.
And finally, new rule. As one of the few people in the public eye who's gone through life and never had kids, someone has to tell me, why am I always having to defend them? I don't even like kids. But I also think it's every adult's job to protect them. Have you all been watching the Max documentary called Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV? OMG. Nickelodeon, it wasn't a studio, it was Neverland Ranch with Craft Services. It is just scene after scene, clip after clip, of the child stars of their day being subjected to obviously inappropriate, highly sexualized degradation and quite a few pickles going through glory holes.
Yeah, I mean, he is not joking when he says that. First of all, I just have to say, I can't stand when people say they don't like children. What do you mean you don't like children? You don't like little versions of human beings? I don't get it. Maybe he's just saying it in a tongue-in-cheek way. We all know Bill Maher is supposed to be that sort of abrasive older guy, but I just gotta say, I cannot stand when people say that. But when we look at these Nickelodeon scenes, which he hit the nail right on the head, they are just overtly sexual, degrading, disgusting. And when you think about the involvement of child stars, it makes it all the more worse. We were watching these as kids. All of these scenes that you're seeing now, I vividly remember watching on Nickelodeon. I was a Nickelodeon and Disney kid. Right after school, I was turning on Nickelodeon, I was turning on Disney, and watching all the different content that we got from those different entities. And it was just subliminal in its sexual messaging, and I guess I didn't understand that as a child, but seeing it now as an adult while also remembering watching this as a child makes you feel so gross. And I can't imagine how much worse it is for the child stars who were actually involved in the filming of these scenes. That's got to be a trauma that I wouldn't wish on anyone.
So I don't know if this documentary is the talk of your town, but it is out here because it didn't just expose a dangerous workplace. It also exposed hypocrisy, because it must be pointed out that when the evil governor of Florida was saying the exact same thing about kids and creepy stuff at Disney that liberals now find intolerable at Nickelodeon, he was dismissed as a hick and a bigot. But why would a kids' content factory like Disney be all that different than the one at Nickelodeon? A 2014 CNN report discovered that at least 35 Disney employees had been arrested for sex crimes against children. And in 2021, Disney child star Alison Stoner confessed she only narrowly survived the toddler to train wreck pipeline.
And I'll pause there. Alison Stoner has an amazing series where she details the toddler to train wreck pipeline and talks about this idea of how child stars are set up for failure in adulthood just based on what they experience as child stars. I do recommend you listen to that at length because she experienced it herself. You'll recognize Alison Stoner from her dance moves and, you know, Camp Rock. We all grew up with her face.
The next year, child star Cold Sprouse told the New York Times that young actresses at the Disney Channel were heavily sexualized from an early age. You know, Willie Sutton said he robbed banks because that's where the money is. And the reason we find pedophiles in the Boy Scouts and the rectory and kids' TV is that's where the kids are. DeSantis wasn't wrong. But we're so tribal now, the left will overlook child if the guy from the wrong party calls it out.
Wow. Big statement being made there that you will overlook such a heinous crime because you don't like the person who is delivering the message to you. And we are all guilty of this, but we're seeing it quite a bit now. And that is a pretty blatant example of that happening with Ron DeSantis. And he was screaming that from the rooftops in going after Disney. And nobody wanted to hear what he had to say because of his background and his politics. Now, Bill Maher also makes an excellent point in saying that predatory individuals and pedophiles in particular, will seek out places of employment where there is going to be an abundance of children. This will be churches, schools, daycares, places like Disney and Nickelodeon. And that is natural in a sense. If you are a predator, you want to go to the place where there is the most prey, and then you'll gravitate towards these situations. But it is extremely important that these institutions and companies like that of Disney and Nickelodeon are diligent in their vetting of the individuals who want to work at their company, be it at the theme parks or on these kids shows. You have to be checking the backgrounds of these individuals. Now, some of them, of course, are going to slip through the cracks. Maybe they have no priors. Maybe they've never committed a crime. But oftentimes you will find that they are on sex offender registries. They have previous convictions of crimes, and somehow they are slipping through the cracks. And that becomes the fault of places like Disney and Nickelodeon.
Sure, Nickelodeon messed up Amanda Bynes, but the Mickey Mouse Club was where Britney Spears got her start, and she's perfectly fine. And get this, after Brian Peck, who was one of the lead creeps at Nickelodeon, served 16 months in prison for the molesting he did there, Disney hired him, naturally, to work on a children's series. Oh, for pedophiles in Hollywood, it's a small world after all. And not just Hollywood. There are Instagram moms these days who are practically only fansing their itty-bitty beauty queen daughters by having them wear skimpy bikinis and eat bananas to build social media stardom. They're called sharenters, a hybrid of sharing and parent.
It is amazing to hear all of this be said in one video on such a popular show on TV. We have been saying this for so long, screaming this from the rooftops, that children are being preyed upon on the internet, on TV, in these different industries, in school, in daycare, through television shows, they're being indoctrinated. And Bill Maher is finally catching up. You know, a lot of people are going to be upset at him and saying, Bill Maher, this is way too little, too late. We've been telling you this, and you can feel that in a sense, because if you've watched this channel, you know we've been talking about these things. But I'm just happy that it is getting airtime and people get to hear this, and it is being distilled down in a way that people can digest it and understand the true nature of the problem. I will take a W where the W lies, and this is one of them.
I call them pimps, a hybrid of pimp and and people who believe in social justice have agreed this is wrong and this is bad, and exposing kids to an adult world of lurid costumes and garish makeup borders on abuse. Now, hurry up and get in the car. We're late for Drag Queen Story Hour. Not that there's anything wrong with being a drag queen, but maybe it's time to admit that sometimes Drag Queen Story Hour is more for the queen than the kids. Sure, kids love a clown, but does the clown have to have tits?
Woo, he could not have said some of these things even, you know, 6 months to a year ago. But suddenly it's acceptable to say these things, and now it's being said publicly. Very interesting, because if you had said a little while ago that you did not support kids being at drag shows, and that drag shows are in fact most typically for adults, you would have been canceled. People were coming after you saying, how dare you? You must be homophobic. You must hate gay people. You must hate LGBTQ people. And now here we are. Here we are.
And when I see a five-year-old tipping at a bar under a sign that says it's not going to lick itself, do I have to pretend that's cool in order to keep my liberal ID card? Sorry, I can't do that. If you want kids to be more tolerant, why not have handicapped people read them stories? Kids are more likely to encounter disabled people than drag queens in life. Geez, can't we just go back to the good old days when kids were read simple stories with simple morals, like, if you're a lonely single man, just make a boy out of wood. I've said it before, wokeness is not an extension of liberalism anymore. It's more often taking something so far that it becomes the opposite. Teaching kids not to hate or judge those who are different, great. Proud we got there, all for that. But at a certain point, inclusion becomes promotion. Mm-hmm. And contrary to current progressive dogma, children aren't miniature adults wise beyond their years, they're morons. They're gullible morons who'll believe anything and just want to please grown-ups. And they don't have any frame of reference, so they normalize whatever's happening. That's why endlessly talking about gender to six-year-olds isn't just inappropriate. It's what the law would call entrapment.
He's making a great point there. When we talk about these words that sound really great, like inclusion and acceptance, yeah, they sound great, but inclusion and acceptance of what? You can be so open-minded that your brain falls out, as we all know. And when you allow for anything and everything and all types of identities and say that kids must learn about anything and everything and all types of identities at these young ages, you are leading them down a path of indoctrination and down a path of acceptance of things and a normalization of things that should not be normalized for the child mind. While I don't believe children are morons, I believe they're learners, and they are going to soak in and absorb whatever it is you place in front of them, and they will normalize whatever it is that you place in front of them, to Bill Maher's point. So maybe it shouldn't be drag queens and pedophiles and sexual imagery in their TV shows. Maybe, just maybe.
Which means enticing people into doing something they wouldn't ordinarily do. For example, after 9/11, there were several cases of overzealous federal agents leading sad losers into terrorist plots, like the undercover FBI agent who got seven out-of-work dudes in Liberty City, Florida, to sign on to a plot to bomb the Sears Tower in Chicago. Oh, please, these guys didn't even have a gun. But when someone said, wouldn't it be cool if we taught the man a lesson and blew something up? They said, yeah, that would be kind of cool. Entrapment, suggesting someone into something they wouldn't otherwise do. And if you think that some of that isn't going on with gender in schools, you're not watching enough TikTok videos.
I pledge allegiance to the queers.
I'm not allowed to be out as trans non-binary at school. So my response to this is to be as obnoxiously queer as possible.
Wow.
There's a certain kind of activist these days who wants to take heterosexuality, old school, old fashioned, boring, minding its own business, heterosexuality, and lump it in with patriarchy and sexism and racism and tell kids, wouldn't it be cool if you were anything but that? It also seems to be the theme of kind of a lot of kids' books these days. Mm-hmm. I never used the phrase gay agenda because I thought it was mostly nonsense. And it is, mostly. But a director for Disney Television Animation did say after she was hired,
the showrunners were super welcoming to, like, my, like, not at all secret gay agenda. Like, I was just, wherever I could, just basically adding queerness. No one would stop me, and no one was trying to stop me.
Look, I'm all for adding queerness wherever. I put some in my drink before I came out here tonight. But maybe we should think about giving kids a break from our culture wars for a minute, or at least until the election is over.
And you think, why is this happening? Why are people going after children in particular, and why do they feel the need to do this? One, I think they are truly convinced that they're doing the right thing and sort of catching this at an early age. From a more manipulative perspective, they think if they find children who are malleable in their mindset and who are going to grow and form into adults, if they get them early enough and you plant the seed early enough, then when they are adults, you won't really be able to work back what you taught them as children. The younger you start applying pressure to somebody and conditioning somebody, the harder it is to undo that conditioning. And these woke teachers, like the one we just watched in Bill Maher's video, or ones that we watched on this channel, feel like it is their duty, that they've been tasked with the political education of these children. And of course, that involves things like LGBTQ education and giving them gender theory and gender studies within these schools. They think they know their own identity, and they want to bestow that identity upon the next generation and sort of build a society of acceptance through indoctrination. And that's exactly what it is, indoctrination. Now, Bill Maher unpacked a lot throughout this video. He spoke about Disney and Nickelodeon and predators and teachers within school who are coming after your children. The way that behind the scenes, indoctrination is taking place and people are really setting together the building blocks to bring about a next generation that has this agenda sort of injected into it. As I said before, I'm glad that he's talking about these issues. I know we've been screaming this for a very long time, but you know what? We will add new people to the camp and to the boat as they arrive and as they realize these things. And I'm glad he's using his platform to elevate this message and to share it with others. If there's anything I feel like he may have missed, it's the accountability that needs to be taken on behalf of parents. When we're looking at the child stars and the kids who are in these industries like Disney and Nickelodeon, when we're looking at what kids are being taught in school and the indoctrination that they're receiving there, when we're talking about the different agendas that your kid can be privy to, if you're not watching over them, it is about watching over them. It is about being diligent in knowing the different influences that are entering your kids' lives and what they are leaving behind when they do. Parents really are the gatekeepers to their children's minds. And if you keep an eye on the things that are coming in and out and what your child is being exposed to, it makes it a little easier to sort of deal with the circumstances that we are currently finding ourselves in. And that doesn't mean that we don't call out the Disneys and the Nickelodeons and the teachers and the curriculums and all these different things that are sort of stacking against us in our current day and age. It just means that parents are the final say. And when the world is going crazy around you, you are the one who has to stand in front of your child and protect them. If there's anything that I can say that I like about this subject matter, even though it is very dark and heinous, some of the things that we're talking about, I feel like most of us can agree that children need to be protected and that this is a problem. And if we can unify behind those feelings and start turning those feelings into action, we can truly make change and truly safeguard children from what they could be experiencing out in the world that we live in now. The fact that Bill Maher is talking about this is a sign that people are waking up, and maybe people who would have otherwise never known of this issue are now going to hear about it and become aware of it. But that awareness means nothing if things don't change. We have to start bringing these people to task over what they're doing to children and what they have done to children. Because unfortunately, many of the people that we've seen depicted in these videos, the child stars that we used to watch on television who we thought were living the dream but were in fact suspended in some sort of nightmare, they don't get to go back and reclaim that time and reclaim that experience. They have to live with what was done to them. So we need to take it upon ourselves to take a different path, to maybe close down that toddler to train wreck pipeline that exists amongst child stars, to take over children's education and reapply what they should be learning, like math, reading, writing, science, critical thinking, to stop them from being indoctrinated with their media, to keep them away from predators, and to allow children to have a childhood. We as adults and older people understand the horrors and the darkness that exists out in the world. And as we grow up, it becomes our duty to shield and protect the younger among us from that darkness and from the horrors of the world. And so far, we're not doing a good job. But that can change, so long as we all agree that it should and we start to take action. But those are just my thoughts. Drop your thoughts in the comments down below. As always, if you disagree with anything stated in this video, duke it out in the comments, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day. And I will see you next time. Bye, guys. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.